So you're staring at a balance. Maybe a few years of 1099 work where nothing was ever withheld, and you're about to sign up for 6 years of monthly payments. And you want to know your odds before you commit. That's the question this article takes on.
Right, and the honest answer is a little strange. There's no published approval rate for installment agreements. The IRS doesn't put one out.
Because they're hiding it?
No, because below the thresholds, there's nothing to approve or deny. It's criteria-based, not discretionary. You either meet the published criteria or you don't. That's the whole mechanism.
Okay, say that more simply for me.
It's a checklist, not an application somebody judges. Under $50,000, if every required return is filed and you propose full payment within 72 months, the online system runs the check. No financial statement. Nobody's forming an opinion about you.
Under $50,000 and 72 months.
Under $50,000, 72 months. And there's a tier below that where it's not even a checklist. It's a statute. At $10,000 or less, with all returns filed and a clean recent compliance history and full payment in 3 years, federal law requires the IRS to accept. That program has a name, the Guaranteed Installment Agreement. IRC 6159.
So the volume on these must be enormous compared to the stuff you see advertised.
Millions of new agreements a year per the IRS data book. Compare that to offers and compromise, which is what late night TV sells. The IRS accepted roughly 1 in 5 offers in FY 2024.
1 in 5.
1 in 5, plus full financial disclosure and months of review. So the payment plan isn't the flashy option. It's the high volume one.
Let's do the tiers because I think that's the part people screenshot.
Sure. $10,000 or less. Guaranteed installment agreement, 3 years. $10,001 to $25,000. Streamlined. No financial statement, 72 months. Any payment method. Then $25,001 to $50,000. Still streamlined, still no financial statement. But the IRS requires direct debit at that tier.
Wait, requires? Not just cheaper?
Required. And there's an upside buried in that. Direct debit removes the single most common default trigger, which is a forgotten payment. It just comes out.
Okay, and above $50,000?
That's where discretion actually enters. $50,001 to $100,000? You're filing financial disclosure, typically Form 433F, and the IRS sets your payment from your income, expenses, and assets. Over $100,000? Full financial review, asset scrutiny, possible lien filing, often a revenue officer managing it.
So the number that decides everything is just the balance?
Mostly, with a couple of wrinkles. Married filing jointly, the balance is joint. Both names ride on one agreement, and the $50,000 line is measured against the combined total, not each half. And business or payroll debt is a completely different set of thresholds and rules, especially with trust fund payroll taxes. Not a footnote.
Let me ask the anxious question. What does waiting cost?
2 clocks. Interest compounds daily, federal short-term rate plus 3 points. And the failure to pay penalty adds 0.5% of the balance every month until a plan's in place. But if returns are unfiled, the failure to file penalty runs 5% a month.
5, not 0.5.
5%. 10 times faster until it caps at 25%. Which is why filing comes before paying, always.
And there's a notice sequence running underneath all of this.
There is, and each stage removes an option. CP-14 is the first bill, typically about 21 days from the notice date. No enforcement, cheapest moment to act. CP-501 and CP-503 are reminders with a bigger number printed each time. CP-504 is intent to levy, and at that point, the IRS can take your state refund.
That's the final notice?
Not quite. It's the last cheap exit. The final notice is LT-11, or Letter 1058. That starts a 30-day clock, and that's your window to request a collection due process hearing on Form 12153. After 30 days, wage and bank levies become legal.
Form 12153, 30 days. And setting up a plan does what to that sequence?
Stops it while the agreement is in place. That's the real function of the payment plan. It turns the machine off.
There's a worked example in here. Walk me through it.
Hypothetical gig worker, $31,200 across 3 unfiled years. Step 0 is filing, not paying. The IRS won't approve any agreement with returns missing. And your own returns, with mileage and expenses, will show a different picture than what the IRS computes if it files a substitute return for you. Because that substitute has no deductions and no business expenses.
Oh, that's the part people miss. Waiting can inflate the debt itself.
It can. Now, $31,200, that's over $25,000. So direct debit's required. Under $50,000, so no financial statement. Divide by 72, and you get about $434 a month as the floor.
A floor, not a payment.
Right, because interest and penalty keep running. And because those returns went in late, the failure to pay penalty stays at 0.5% instead of dropping to 0.25%. On $31,200, that's roughly $156 in penalty the first month alone, declining as the balance falls, until the penalty hits its 25% cap.
So why not chase an offer instead?
Because an offer only works when the IRS's own math says it could never collect the full amount. Steady gig income and 10 years of collection runway often computes out above the balance. It's a math question, worth answering before you pay anyone to pursue one.
And the thing that kills these plans?
For self-employed people, it's almost always the same pattern. Monthly payment gets made faithfully. No quarterly estimated payments go in during the year. Next April, there's a new balance. And a new balance defaults the agreement, even if you never missed a monthly payment. Then you get CP 523, intent to terminate.
CP 523. So budget the quarterlies as part of the plan.
Not as a separate problem. Two other things while you're on a plan. The IRS keeps your federal refund and applies it to the balance. Doesn't count as your payment, doesn't default you. And the 10-year collection clock keeps running. An active agreement doesn't pause it.
Some things do pause it, though.
A pending request does. An appeal does. A pending offer does. Bankruptcy is on that list too, but that works. It's outside what Clarity handles. If it's on your mind, talk to your own counsel about it.
Last thing, when should someone just do this themselves?
If your returns are filed, you owe $50,000 or less, and you can afford the floor, do it online. It's under an hour. Nobody can beat the published criteria. Where experienced help changes the math is multiple unfiled years that have to be rebuilt. From transcripts, balances over $50,000 where the financial statement sets your payment, a levy already moving, business or payroll debt, or running the offer math properly before you commit to 72 months.
So, next 24 hours, log into your IRS online account, write down the balance by year, tax, penalties, interest separately. Note which years are unfiled, because those come first. Pull wage and income transcripts for those years. Grab your last filed return and a realistic monthly income number.
And if you want the sequence checked, returns first, penalty relief second, plan third, that's a free case review. 888-825-7779.